You ain't nothing but a hound. Been snooping around my door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Hound dog.
Been snooping around my door.
Cat.
You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no more.
They've come up on the show on more than one occasion, so we are always sitting around the office brainstorming, well, what new fresh topic can we cover in the upcoming weeks at Rosie on the House? And somebody just said, have you ever had a pets show? And Jennifer, I, and Romy looked at each other and said, no, not really. We've never had a show specifically designed for pets. Folks, you're listening to Rosie on the House, where we generally get together every single Saturday morning, as we have for the last 26 years, and answer any question you've got about your house, home, castle, or cabin. Today we're talking pets, but we'll take any question. If you're in the middle of a project and want a little boost along on how to finish it, feel free to give us a ring. It's a toll-free number at 1-888-767-4348. And pets? We've had a few pets.
Jack.
Jack was one of our first. Well, how could you forget Dixie? Huh?
The best.
One of the best dogs we've ever had. I was actually with a friend. I thought I was going on a vacation with a friend to his ranch up in Montrose, Colorado. When I got there, I found out it wasn't vacation. It was work camp. And there was a pack of stray dogs that were running around out in the pasture. And I said, you know what? The kids back home have been asking for a dog. I'm going to put a bowl of food out here. Whichever dog gets up here, eats the bowl of food, and holds everybody else off, that's the dog I'm going to take home. And darn if it wasn't a little spaniel poodle mix that held off every big dog in the pack. And that little dog, we named her Dixie. She ate every single bite of food and didn't allow any of the other dogs even close to it. So Dixie was our best little dog. That was a great little kid dog.
She was a good protector. But yeah, if we talk about every dog we own, we would take a whole show.
Well, so bad thing about Dixie is we lost her to wildlife. Living out in the desert.
Well, it ties into our topic today, doesn't it?
Yeah, it
does. How to protect those little critters when you've got... And you don't have to be out in the desert anymore to have threats. There's coyotes and javelinas and hawks and...
I was chasing a javelina and coyotes out of the wash in the back of our yard. And we live in Scottsdale. And I mean, in Scottsdale, not way out there at Rio Verde. We live in Scottsdale. And went out there, the dogs were going nuts the other night. And I thought, well, man, there must be somebody prowling around back in that wash or something. So I went sneaking out there with the flashlight, and I heard some noises in the bush. I turned the lights on. It was face-to-face with a pack of about six javelinas. I don't know who was more scared, me or them. But we've had dogs. We've had, I think the worst pet we ever had, Jennifer, hands down, had to be that stupid turtle.
I don't remember a turtle.
Don't you think? Yeah, I think it was Williams. That turtle, man, it's you couldn't keep the
you
water
can't keep
clean.
Clean enough.
That
nope.
Thing was stinky. Man, that was a miserable pet.
That found a new home.
No friendship at all. Wouldn't crawl up in your lap. I mean, just a stinky thing. Okay, what are hamsters? I think we've gone through about 40 hamsters, haven't we?
We have a big burial ground in the backyard. With the hamsters, fish.
It looks like Arlington Cemetery for hamsters. But all the
parakeets
kids...
for a little while. Katie was into birds.
Mm-hmm. We had parakeets.
Had a little aviary.
Yeah, yeah. And then we turned the parakeet aviary into a chicken aviary, and that didn't work so good.
We haven't had very good luck
with chickens. No. Chickens and hunting bird dogs in the same backyard are tough. That's a tough mix. And then, of course, we've got the horses, Patch and Peanut, two paint Tennessee Walkers. They're absolutely the love of my life right now.
And next to me, right?
Yeah, next to you. You're the one that got me involved in that. And then, of course, Bullet and Bandit, our two current German Shorthairs. So, pets? Yeah, we can talk pets. I can remember one of the best clients we ever had remodeling when I was back in the remodeling business. He was actually the founder of PetSmart. Mr. Jim Doherty called one day and said, hey, we'd like a little remodel going on. And he was absolutely one of the finest gentlemen we've ever done work for. So that was lots of pet experience here. So if you've got a pet question or a pet dilemma, Jennifer, you've got a whole bunch of statistics on pets, right?
I do. And just to clarify, we're not talking about care of pets. We're talking about building habitats for pets and keeping them safe and secure.
Yeah, we didn't bring a veterinarian in today. No, we bought the owners of OK Corrals. We'll introduce them here in just a minute.
I found this really cool pet calculator on the web, and it shows you how to calculate how many animals live in and amongst you. And in Arizona, we have about 926,000 dogs. We have 1.5 million cats.
Ooh. 180,000. We ought to do something
now,
about
now,
that.
Now, stop. 180,000 birds and 100,000 horses. So there's a lot to do to keep up with all these critters that we have responsibility for.
Well, you know, it's not like in the old days. What did you do in the old days? How did Grandpa feed all his dogs?
Scraps off the table.
Oh, exactly. Boy, they've sure turned just a dog food industry. How big an industry has that turned into?
Well, the national expenditure on food for animals is $23 billion. That's not scrap food.
As opposed to just scraps off the dining room table.
Mm-hmm. Now they even have bakeries for your dog.
Yeah, I know. They do. You can sure spoil a dog. You can sure spoil any pet, that's for sure. Well, listen, without any further ado, I'd like to introduce the guests that have taken the time out of their Saturday to come down and join us for your benefit, all you Arizona homeowners that own pets. We've got Jack and Elizabeth Taylor here from a company called OK Corrals. And how did Jennifer find y'all? What was the connection? She hooked me up on y'all's website, and I said, wow, man, these are pet hotels y'all are building right now. To give us a little bit of background on OK Corrals.
Well, what happened?
Miss Elizabeth.
I'm from the South, and I listen to the radio show, and it makes me feel like, you know, it makes me feel like I'm back home. And so I wanted to stain some concrete, so I emailed into the station and sent a little note about what we do, and I was contacted back by Jennifer.
And you were looking for some concrete?
I want to stain my concrete on my patio.
Oh, so you contacted us about staining concrete, let us know that you had this pet business. Okay.
Yeah, and just let her know how much I appreciate it. It makes me feel like I'm back home down south.
We had an immediate connection.
Yes.
It's still the southern thing going on.
So people that are listening might get an idea of some of the structures y'all have built. What is y'all's website?
www.okcorrals.com.
Okay. Jack? How do you get into this business?
Years ago, I saw my wife was giving a gentleman a lot of money for a horse corral. I said, I think I could learn how to do that. I went to school, started welding. And horse corrals was the beginning, but then along the way, about 9-10 years ago, a gentleman asked me to build a kennel for him. And from then on, I've been building dog kennels. And, you know, anytime we build animal containment systems from anything from Appaloosas to alpacas, from hogs to hairless cats. So if you can imagine it, we can build it.
There is actually a thing as a hairless cat?
Ugliest thing you've ever seen in your life. And they're expensive. A lady had three of them, paid $1,000 a piece for them. But those cats are safe. She has nothing to worry about. And they don't even get sunburned.
Yeah, I bet they would get sunburned easy being hairless. So she's not going to lose any $1,000 hairless cats.
Huh? No, absolutely. We use a 4-gauge welded wire, which is about the thickness of a number 2 pencil. And of course, this is set down in concrete, so there's no digging under. And we haven't lost a pet yet, not one.
Now, Jack, tell me this. One of the things that I fight with, because you know, the first thing I do with dogs, and we're on a good-sized lot, so the dogs have a good little area that's just there. So you start with chain link, and then you realize, well, they can dig under that. So how do you, in a dog containment system, keep them from digging out from underneath it?
What we do is we build it. It's similar to what you would see as a city curb, like a sidewalk curb. What we'll do is we'll actually set forms, and we'll dig down about 12 to 16 inches deep. What we'll do is we actually set this welded wire down in that form, and then if you have a situation with rattlesnakes, I put up it's actually called hardware cloth, but I can use either 1/4-inch or 1/2-inch hardware cloth, go all the way around the complete kennel, and set that down in the concrete as well. Then we pour the wet concrete into the form. I used to be a cement finisher when I was, you know, a kid. I don't do it anymore. That's a young man's job.
Yeah, it is.
But we'll put a nice finish on that curb for you. When we pull the form away, it looks just like a city curb. And not only is the 4-gauge wire down in that, but also the snake wire. And then once you come around to the gate, there's going to be a little bit of an opening in the gate. I've learned how to put a strap along that opening to where, I mean, scorpions can't even climb into these.
Okay. So I've actually gone to getting hog wire and laying it down on the floor of the kennel to keep them from digging it out. But you do it by just a good, secure 16-inch deep concrete curb. Keeps them from going in. They won't go that deep, will they?
In addition to the curb, I have had clients ask for that. Put hog wire down the bottom.
Yeah.
And so we'll dig down, probably 10 inches. We'll go ahead and put that hog wire down. Then we'll cover it with dirt in case they do. And in that case, that would be set into the concrete curb that goes to the perimeter. But whatever the client wants, that's exactly what we do.
Well, a couple of the custom homes we've built and remodeled have always asked us to put vap coolers out for the dogs, you know, and things like that. And cooling the animal, really, you've spent a lot of years in Tucson. You're here up in the Phoenix metro area now. Generally, in those two markets, the thing you're worried about most is shading the animal and keeping it out of direct sun.
Absolutely. Although we do build a solid roof on many of our kennels, the best shade I've found are trees, good old-fashioned shade trees. Big, nice shade. So there's nothing an owner will ask me, where would you suggest I put this kennel? I always look for trees. If you can put something underneath a big, nice shade tree, that dog's going to be more comfortable and a lot happier.
All right. So if you've got a $1,000 hairless cat, or maybe you've just got the most common dog any American owns, we'll talk about that most common dog breed when we get back, as well as how to contain them and take care of them in your yard with the good folks Jack and Elizabeth Taylor of OK Corrals right here at RosieOnTheHouse.com. If you've had a hard time keeping a dog or an animal contained or comfortable in the outside of your home, give us a ring now. We'd love to visit with you. 1-888-767-4348.